They did make some changes to the admissions process. You know, obviously the issue at hand is a disproportionate number of white students at that school, given that the majority of the district are minority students. One of the most significant changes they made was rather than require parents to bring their child to City Honors on a weekend to take the test, they allowed children to sit the test at their home school. What they didn't do is automatically consider that child as an applicant to City Honors. The parents still had to fill out an application, and that proved to be a problem in a lot of cases. So what they're saying moving forward is that any child who takes the test at his or her home school, will they'll consider that automatically that they applied, and they'll be considered for a spot at City Honors.
And we want to remind our audience that this issue has been hanging over the district for at least 2 years when the complaint was initially filed by the group of parents to the U.S. Education Department's Office of Civil Rights against these criteria-based schools. What is School Superintendent Kreiner Cash now stating? He's disappointed that things haven't changed, and he wants to end cronyism.
Right. He, you know, this came out at the last committee meeting, and the school board, you know, will then vote on it. And Cash seems to be at least, you know, verbally saying he wants to take a tough stand on this. You know, we had a long conversation with Will Crestes the other day, who's been handling this issue, and he pointed out, you know, whether real or just perceived, there's certainly this idea in this community that there is some nepotism that happens at City Honors. One of the things that Dr. Cresti shared with us is that there are a number of students who do not live in the city of Buffalo who are residents of suburban districts who they let sit the test. Now, if those kids get admission, they're expected to move into the city. How well they've been keeping track of that, though, I think is a question. Something else that was also interesting that he shared with me is that typically about 60% of the students who are admitted to City Honors and end up taking those seats come from outside of the traditional Buffalo public schools. So the majority of those kids are coming from charter schools, parochial schools, private schools. And a lot of those schools tend to be predominantly white and more middle class than you see in most of the other Buffalo public schools.
What do they expect some of the recommendations to be? I believe that they had a June 30th deadline to put some of these into place.
Right. You know, the big one is kind of letting the kids take the test and automatically considering them for admission. You know, I posed the question to the district, is that really going to make a difference? Because you know, the tough question here in this city is the achievement gap. You have, in terms of reading proficiency rates, 27% of white students meet the state standards. Only 8% of black students do. How do you expect a child who is already behind in reading to do well on that test? And they're still looking at using criteria that is heavily based on tests. Now, the district's response to this is, we need to do better, and we need to make sure that all of our schools are preparing all of our students that when they go to apply to City Honors, they can actually meet those standards. And that's clearly not happening. You know, Dr. Crestes mentioned the new education bargain, the push for lower class sizes and reading teachers. All of those things, you know, could potentially help if done right, but it's going to take time, I think, before you start to see it in the numbers.
Do you think this will be adopted by the old board, or will this be adopted when the new board members come into place in July?
It should be adopted by the old board, right, as they're outgoing, but I can't imagine. I think this is an issue that it's a tough issue. I don't think anyone's saying that they shouldn't do something to address the diversity problem at that school. I think more so on the new board, you're going to hear people very supportive of trying to look for ways to create more equity. But again, this is, I think if there's one thing we've learned from the results of this first wave of recommendations, it's that this is not going to be a easy solution, an easy fix for them. And the district does not seem to want to make any changes to the actual admission standards at City Honors. Dr. Crestes did not think that there's any way to really do a set-aside preference for a certain group of students or kids even living in the neighborhood. They seem like they want to keep City Honors as it is, a criterion school where every child has to meet the same admission standard to get in. So that leaves you with this equity issue of trying to figure out how to bring those kids up who aren't meeting the standards.
Well, Tiffany Lankus, always a pleasure to see you and talk to you about education.
Thanks. I appreciate it.